Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, welcome back to the program. JA coming up very shortly. Before that, some texts flying in already. Lordy, how old are you? I don't take this the wrong way. I'll get if the overs and unders was 70, I'd go the overs. But anyway, hi, Jimmy. My top three fullbacks now are Teddy, one, Turbo, two, and Latrell. And my best of all time is Changa, one, Billy, two, and Clive Churchill, three. So there you go. Immortal, not immortal, or maybe an immortal in waiting and then immortal. Thank you, Lordy. Dan says this, who in their right mind was chasing Brad Arthur? God, Parramatta are half-wits at times. Wait till round 10. So that sort of relates to this one that came in from Space Ghost. Hello, Spacey. Hey, Jimmy, serious question. What will we see first? A, these new $800 billion submarines, or B, an Eels premiership? Thoughts and prayers out to the Illawarra Eel. Thank you, Space Ghost. I'm sure the Illawarra Eel appreciates your thoughts at this difficult time. Keep those text messages coming in, 0457 736 736. JA has been out and about today, I think representing Channel 10 out there at Multicultural Day, the launch of by the National Rugby League. Hello, JA.
Hello. I'm actually just sitting in Jobel munching on the most delicious Avo smash. This is not a paid segment. I just really like it.
All right. Well, say hello to my friend Jobel. The other thing, apparently, out there at Jobel's, there's two menus, JA. There's the menu that the general public order from, and then there's the menu that the players are only allowed to order from. The smashed Avo, where does that sit?
Well, I just got the general menu, so I can't imagine that I'm important enough to have this secret menu, but I might inquire and make a few journalism inquiries. I do my best work off the field, so.
Yes, yeah, when it comes to
food, I can yurnalate pretty well.
Right, well, you do some journalism. I know that when Harry from Belmore and I went there just before Christmas, we got the players' menu, but anyway, I think we're a couple of athletes there.
Well, you are.
That's right. That's as I keep explaining to you. You don't believe
me. Forget about your failed career, but you played one more game than I did.
No, I'll tell you what. People will have forgotten about it, except that I keep reminding them. But anyway, how was the launch of Multicultural Day?
Oh, you know what? Really disappointing, not because of anything to do with the launch, but just because of the rain. They had like this wonderful display set up and they involved like a lot of school children. And it was really such a shame. They had Sonny Bill and Hazemel Masri there. Unfortunately, the rain kind of dampened the celebrations. But, I mean, Hazem still spoke to us and obviously Andrew Abdo was there and various representatives from the NRL. So, it's always a really nice round. I think we can all agree, just seeing all the different cultures, and there are many that play the game that we're involved in. So if only the rain had stayed away, the launch would have been fantastic.
All right. Well, you can't do anything about the rain. What you can do is go and interview Andrew Abdo and ask him around some of the issues of the day. And I know you did that. What was his take on concussion? What did you ask him and how did he respond?
Well, obviously there's a lot happening, not just in the NRL at the moment, but also in the AFL and various other sports around to do with concussion. There's actually the Senate inquiry going on at the moment, and I asked him about that and whether the NRL had made submissions to that, and he said, yes, we have. We've made submissions about our work and what we're doing about that. They are taking it very seriously. He explained also and clarified kind of the role of the independent doctor. He said people get confused and think that it's totally independent, but the independent doctor is there to actually assist the on-field doctors too. So I think people think that like the independent doctors just are law unto their own, but they work with the doctors that are on the ground. And there's obviously been a lot of criticism about the fact that they're not at the ground. They're up in the bunker, so they're not on the ground. But the whole point is, by the way, I'm not sure if you can hear that laugh, but that was George Adokar in the background. But he's kind of crashing my crop. I also asked him about working with the coaches, and he said, we've got to get better at explaining that to the coaches and them understanding why there's a certain time period. And because what I can't understand is why people are so caught up with this 15 minutes. Like, if they've been cleared, why can't they go back on? Or after 10 minutes, why can't they go back on? And the thing is, because they're still assessing them, there's an ongoing thing all the time. It's not like, oh, well, you've already been cleared, but now you're showing signs, but we already cleared you, so you're going to go back on. It just doesn't work like that. And I think everyone in the game has got to start and jump on board with this and understand that it is all about just protecting people and their families and their future.
Yeah. Delayed concussion is a real thing, right? And that's medically proven. And, that's something that happens not just in sport but across everyday life as well, with car accidents and skiing accidents and all that type of thing. Brad Arthur, the speculation is that he's going to re-sign a lucrative extension with the Parramatta. Thoughts on that?
Well, I heard one of your texters just before talking about they didn't seem too happy about it as a Para fan. But I can understand. I think it's been a very long time to be at a club with no premiership, for sure. I think he's the longest serving one, maybe just behind Ricky Stewart. But if you're trying to sign these big names like Brad, like Mitchell Moses, of course they're going to want to know, or you've got to go after someone else. If Mitchell Moses ends up not being available and not signing with the club, then they have to know who their coach is moving forward, and it is a sign of stability. So I don't actually think it's the worst idea, despite it having not having... I mean, he's still been successful, right? No, despite not having a premiership, they're still being successful.
Yep. Getting
to the grand final. So I'm not as outraged, but I'm also not a Para fan.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's interesting. If Mitchell Moses goes one way or the other, what do we read into that as far as his relationship with Brad Arthur? So have they done this with Brad Arthur to give Mitchell Moses some better understanding? That'd be an interesting play within that separate negotiation.
I just think even if you take him out of it, whichever way he goes, having certainty when you're trying to either re-sign players or sign players is an absolute must. I think Brad Arthur and Mitch Moses have a very, very good relationship. I mean, we've seen that over the... At no point has Brad Arthur looked frustrated or, worried about what Mitch Moses is doing in his future. And Mitch said that he was really supportive. And that was really genuine answer when he gave that. He said, Brad's just been fantastic. So I think they have a really good relationship from everything that I've seen.
So maybe, just maybe, on the back of that, we get a Mitchell Moses announcement shortly as well. Speaking of Mitchells, Latrell has had his say about the ongoing investigation. He talked about it being a necessity. It's happened on and off the field during the course of his life. I know you've seen it firsthand with the social media post that you put up with Latrell. I'm not surprised by it, because ever since he emerged as a young man, this bloke is a leader for all people, not just Indigenous people, J.A.?
Yeah, and I think people just don't like somebody who is outspoken and willing to stand up for themselves, really, in any situation. And he has a lot of reasons to be standing up and saying, when he targets this, he's doing it for the next generation, when he's standing up for the horrible racism that he's copped. And I said last week, I said, in everyone I think who's outside of this who can't identify with those people who are constantly abusing him, and every time he grabs the ball and they boo him, I really think that the rest of us have a responsibility. If every time he grabs the ball, even if you're not a Latrell Mitchell fan, if you're not a South Sydney fan, I think the rest of us can change it by just literally drowning them out, by cheering for Latrell every single time. So I just think we've all got a bit of a responsibility in this. Everyone says, oh, call out to people. If you hear it, call it out. Most of us who aren't part of that group don't hang out with people who would do that. So it's really hard to say, call it out because you're not hanging around the people who are doing it. So the rest of us, we can just be overtly supportive of Latrell at every angle. And eventually, I think there's no doubt that he cops it way more than most.
J.A. DeRoos's fans boo Latrell on Friday night?
Do what, sorry?
Do you think the Roosters fans are going to boo Latrell on Friday night?
Oh, I would really hope not. I don't think so. I really don't think so. Maybe I just like to see the good in people, but I just can't imagine after everything that he's been through over the last few weeks, I can't imagine, what kind of person are you if you're sitting there booing?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a really good point. J.A., say g'day to the Fox for us.
Yeah, please. I will. I've got some bacon and eggs to finish, but I'll get round to that.
You have not got the players menu. I think that's clear. Anyway, you say g'day to the Fox, and we will speak again next week.
Might ask him about the players menu. I'll ask him.
Ask him about the players menu. All right, see you later. Jaleesa Apps there. Yeah, Travis Toomer apparently implemented at Joe Bell's that there's two menus. There's the menu that the GP can order from, and then there's the exclusive menu, and the players are only allowed to order from that one. Would you believe we are late for the news? All right, let's get to it now. After that, we're back with Coach K with What's Trending. Stick around.